Welcome to Real Astrology with Matthew Deagle. I'm your host, Matthew Deagle. If you want to check out my website is MatthewDeagle.com. That's MatthewDeagle.com. If I said that too fast, you can find the link on RentsRadio.com right under hosts. You can also listen to the archives there. This show generally deals with collective and subconscious influences, individual and collective thoughts and their influences on our destiny. Today, as usual, every Friday, I have Michael Horn on. And we're going to be answering some questions on the air today. So if you want to call in and ask any questions over the air today, you can call 844-769-2944. That's a toll-free number, 844-769-2944. Again, that's 844-769-2944. If you don't know who Michael Horn is, he is the authorized American media representative for the Billy Meyer Contacts, which he has researched since 1979. He is the producer and director of the new Billy Meyer documentary, The Spiritual Teaching in the Everyday Life, the writer and producer of the award-winning new film, And Did They Listen?, also a great film about Billy Meyer. Generally, the best source of information about Billy Meyer in America is Michael. And if you want to ask any questions, you have the opportunity now to ask him here on the air live about the Billy Meyer case, which he is so familiar with. Michael? What happened here? Michael, are you there? Let's see. See what's going on here.
Hello. Oh, here.
Hi, Michael. There we go.
All right.
Introduced you, and I mentioned that we're going to be answering questions here on the air, and I gave out a phone number to call. So basically, if you have any questions about the Billy Meyer Contacts, this is the guy to ask right here. Now, I already received a question from somebody via email. That's right here. Diane asks, she says she studies the Goblet of Truth and goes to Michael Horn's website frequently, and she wants to know that if when we finally get to Mars, Billy said that we will find evidence that man was there already, but can you tell me more about that on your show?
Uh-huh. Do you want me to take a shot at that?
Well, I looked into it a little bit myself, because actually, as it turns out, most of the artificial artifacts on Mars, according to Billy and the Pleiaren, have been destroyed by the group that actually created those artifacts, and all that remains now are natural artifacts, such as the face and pyramids, according to the Pleiaren. So actually, although there was a prophecy we would find all of that, it didn't come true, because it turned out that the men in black that were based on Mars were all eradicated. Are you familiar with that yourself? I'm sure you remember that.
That pretty much accords with what, you know, Meyer himself said. As you're saying, I don't want to, you know, have to be redundant, but yeah, the prophecy was we would find stuff, and then Meyer said the Pleiaren removed the people who were there, and as is traditional, even on Earth at times, in terms of crime scenes, when they're really horrendous or something, they simply removed and or destroyed all remaining evidence of, you know, the existing stations and the men in black and probably anything that we would hope to find there. But, you know, the way things work, that we will ultimately know our true history and we will find it in whatever ways are necessary and appropriate, I think that's pretty much a given. But I would also come back to saying that it's right now the least important of our worries. We have to survive ourselves in order to eventually make such a journey to Mars.
Yeah, that's a pretty good point right there, is that right now a lot of symbols in the collective subconscious that I follow relate to the Icarus story, in which Icarus attempted to fly toward the sun and ended up having his wings melted off and fell into the ocean. These omens relate to the fact that humans are having a hard time getting along well enough to actually colonize outer space. We might actually set ourselves back a few centuries instead. To give you an example of what I mean by an ominous event, there was a bizarre ballooning accident a couple of years ago involving a guy named Captain Daniel T. Kirk, who piloted the balloon. And the people on board the balloon were both from a basketball team from the University of Richmond, Virginia, whose team is called the Spiders, the only Spiders team in the entire league. So the entire women's college basketball league. So bizarrely enough, this balloon, piloted by this guy who had years and years of experience, hit a power line and exploded in flames, the woman on board was named Virginia Doyle, or Ginny Doyle. And then a few months later, in October, we had two different private spacecraft explode while attempting to take off, one of which was the Virgin Galactic rocket, Antares rocket. So I take this to have been an omen of some difficulties we're facing getting into space, both of these events together happening in the same year. Overall, we see all over the place this Icarus symbolism, and Icarus symbolizes both entering into outer space as well as freedom, as well as the ability to fly according to your own rules and not be dominated by somebody else, which is symbolized by the American Eagle, for example. All of which is currently threatened, because not only are we threatened in our attempt to get into outer space and to actually colonize Mars and things like that, we're also threatened in our entire civilization and our entire scientific attitude by both increasingly religion-like academic ideologies like PC, as well as by Islam, which Islamism, which is getting out of control in its own right, has billions of followers and is attempting to take over the world by violence. Either of those influences, yeah.
Yes, I would say that while Islam itself has billions of followers, or whatever the actual number is, Meyer has made it pretty clear that the percentage of radical Islamists, and you well define that, Matthew, you understand the difference between the Islamists, the radical fundamentalists, and Muslims per se. Of course, even some years ago, I think it's many years ago that I wrote an article, a very brief one, asking where are the moderate Muslims, and pointing out that unfortunately people get tarred by a very vicious brush here when adherence to some branch, some fanatical loony branch of a religion go really haywire, such as the radical Islamist terrorists. Then innocent Muslims are targeted as well, and they are silent out of fear. So it becomes a compounding issue. Then those who are, let's say, discriminated against, what have you, it serves as recruitment for more of the radical type. So it's that vicious circle, perpetuates itself. And
yeah, that's certainly one. That's one aspect of it. Although you think about the Middle Ages, and the average Christian in the Middle Ages wasn't a sadistic priest either, but those sadistic priests certainly were able to maintain control because the mass were so docile, as is also the case in Islam. So I do count the billions as possible recruits, not so much as fanatics or extremists, but as cowards who simply let it happen, just as happened in Europe when the Roman Catholic Church used to torture heretics and burn them at the stake. And nobody did anything about it. Nobody revolted against them for hundreds of years.
Yeah. I just put out a blog online within the last 15 minutes. And this blog is, it was sent to me this morning. The article upon which the blog is based was sent to me by Andreas Mittendorfer in Switzerland, a member of FIGU who translated it for us. We don't get a lot of stuff in the mainstream news that other places get, including in Europe. And he actually sent me links to a couple other articles showing what is going on in Europe. And it's corroborating, of course, what Meyer's been warning about literally since 1958. But recently, on January 30th of this year, Meyer was given information by Petain that there were at that time already 17,461 Islamic terrorists in Europe, who had filtered in with the wave of migrants, and who were sleepers. These were people who were going to become active deliberately to create terrorism in and against Europe. And this article today, translated by Andreas, is from a former refugee, a Syrian refugee who returned to Syria. He felt safer going to Syria than being in Europe, because he's a Christian, and he was in the midst of all these people, knowing how many, he said, there are so many radicalized Islamists, IS terrorists, effectively in that whole environment already, and he went back to Syria. He said they are intent on destroying everything in Europe, and this was also stated in the Hanukkah prophecies. Everything will be destroyed. Europe will shake and quiver under the fanatics and warriors of Islam, will retain their power for a long time. That was 1987. So this, and I...
Oh, for those who aren't, hold on, for those who aren't familiar, the Hanukkah prophecies are a set of prophecies published by Billy Meyer in his Contacts and published, I think, in the 90s in his newsletters, right? The Figu bulletins, which deal with everything that's happening right now. And he also, 58 years ago, also wrote a warning to the governments of Europe, which just detailed many of the same things.
Yes, that's where he first spelled out that due to the Christian crusades of centuries ago, that radical Islamist fundamentalists would spread irrepressible terror worldwide. I mean, he spelled it out. Then he warned about France being attacked already in 1981, 87. So, the people try to spend most of their time trying to debunk things which are intended to help us survive, to avoid horrific things. And I'm going to be addressing, more of that, how you can know that the prophecies were written when Meyer claims they were. People are very short on thinking ability these days. They don't know how to think deductively. They don't do real research. What they look for, they go online, they try to find as much skeptical stuff attacking Meyer as possible, which is there, and then they base it on it, and they throw these claims out as if it's factual, as if, obviously it's been proved that this is all a whole, So...
here's the thing: is my holistic analysis of everything is that, in general, in our modern society, there's an excess in the West of the ill-dignified earth and water elements. So basically, that means that there's an excess of the mercurial mentality of analysis and putting terms to things and theorizing, but there's a lack of the holistic solar or earthy wisdom. There's a lack of knowledge. People don't know anything. They just kind of have opinions about things and have temporary theories about things because they're like water that doesn't have a foundation. On the other hand, like Billy and Michael, both, if I analyze their astrology, are solar people. They're earthy, down-to-earth, realistic people. And givers of law is also what the solar means. So when you think about the solar means law as well in general, it symbolizes both wisdom and righteousness and fairness. So in a society in which everything is just a matter of opinion and subjectivity and temporary theories and experiments and the material intellect, as a result, if there's only power of understanding but no knowledge and wisdom, you don't have fairness. You have breaking of the law. You have violation of people's rights. You have twisting of facts. That's the problem here, is that a lot of academia has too much of the mercurial, and not just academia, but a lot of our society in its so-called intelligentsia has an excess of the mercurial and a lack of the solar. Now, I say this, I myself am a mercurial person, but the fact is that if you're a mercurial person, you have to balance out that ability to theorize and analyze and the ability of eloquence with actual down-to-earth realism. And that's a huge problem in our society. Not only that, but also people having fantasies that they entertain as real with complicated nonsense that gives the illusion of reality, but has no foundation, has no ultimate logic to it.
Matthew, what you're describing, it's interesting. There's two things that popped into my mind. One is that this is the, with the internet age, very little thinking is being displayed. People are quick, as you've just said.
What I'm saying actually is that it's not just the lack of thinking, it's a lack of a certain kind of thinking. You know, Billy says in Ohm that silence is golden, right? He says speaking is silver, which is mercury, and then silence is golden. That's because the solar, the earth element, is more, especially the masculine earth element, is more about just knowing that something is so. It is just, you put the things together, and then it means something absolute. It's law, fairness, certainty. That's the solar. What's lacking is that. There is a lot of thinking going on, but it's a bunch of, it's all watery thinking. It's all mercurial thinking. There's no grounding to it, you know. It enters the realms of fantasy and theory and opinion and analysis and experiment, but there's not, but it's all just going to chaos because there's no solid law behind it all.
Right. Well, you know, it is also, this is the age of a lot of superficiality. And it was echoed, actually first stated by Meyer in 58, when he said people during this time, they would allow themselves to be tricked by the eye, you know, the phantasmagoria. So the internet, the visual, the video, the quick this and that plays into that kind of superficial assessment and being swallowed up in illusion rather than getting grounded and delving in more deeply to understand.
And that's something else as well, is that, see, the well-dignified mercurial, the mercurial is good when it is potent. The masculine water is well-dignified, which means to apply power to something in order to understand it, such as to perform an experiment. But our society is feminized, the Western society. It lacks the well-dignified, potent mercurial. It has an excess of the feminine mercurial, which is simply desire and speculation and imagination and things like that. And that, see, the thing is, our society, everything's neutralized, so our society is a dichotomy. The Western society, because of Christianity predominantly, is a dichotomy between the 18 and the 8, which means a dichotomy between extremely solidified and rigid belief and stagnation of the mind, complete closed-mindedness on the one hand, and then a kind of split personality aspect of out-of-control fantasy and pleasure and desire and egocentrism. That's the feminine beast Leviathan prophesied by Enoch, which rises out of the sea. On the other hand, Islamic society, the problem is basically the opposite, misogyny. In Islamic society, they have a dichotomy of the air and fire elements, where the air element is self-sacrifice. It is fundamentally desire for relief and fear of harm, extreme self-sacrifice, paranoia, fear of sin and impurity, etc., on the one hand. And on the other hand, just barbaric tyranny and cruelty, complete lack of compassion and absolutely bloodthirsty fieriness. That is because fundamentally the air element, in contrast with the water element, right? The water element itself is feminine, and so it is actually well dignified, mostly in the masculine form, which means that naturally men are the leaders in things like new discoveries and new technologies and pioneering, etc., because we're the natural hunters in the water element. On the other hand, the air element has the function of harmonization and organization and selection, right? Selection of the good and a casting out of the bad. And Islam, because it is dominated by a male air element, is by nature ill-dignified and bad because of the suppression of the feminine. Fundamentally, it is because they suppress the influence of women in their society that they are becoming totally barbaric fanatics.
Well, let's take a kind of an overview of the spiritual teaching in the Meyer case. And let me, you know, having heard what you said there, I think that it's very possible that you have many people that understand your astrological, you know, explanations and how you've delved into analyzing it. And there are many people that won't understand that, you know, that just, that'll go, no pun intended, kind of, you know, over their heads. However, when we look at the spiritual teaching, what Meyer has brought forward as, and I like to say once again, and I've been saying that for many years, because people don't understand that Meyer has expressed quite clearly between at least 20 to 40 years ago that he brings forward the same original spiritual teaching as the six authentic prophets in his lineage before him. And what this teaching does is it enables us, among many things, to see things as they are, to pardon me, understand that our role as self-responsible human beings is to know, to learn, and to know the might of the thoughts and the might of our own thoughts in forging our destiny and our destiny as individuals and collectively. So, as an example, for those people who may not understand or appreciate the analysis of the hows and whys and wherefores on, let's say, we'll call it the astrological cosmic, scheme of things, fundamentally, we all come down to being able to create and direct our lives and correct our paths and attain our goals through learning about the might of the thoughts, how to think, how thinking works. Therefore, whether one can fully grasp with, you know, the more rarefied constructs of astrology, which, you know, you are immersed in and you explain and you're fluent with, or not, whether they can or cannot understand those constructs when they hear those things, and to whatever degree they can grasp or assimilate or work with them, they know that within their own consciousness, within their own minds, they have the capability to make sense out of life and to course correct it. That, I'm going to guess, since I'm not an astrologer, with the Aquarian influences that are present, my guess is that, of course, during this time and age.
Well, here we are coming up to the break, but we'll be back after the break to discuss more with Michael Horn about the Billy Meyer UFO case. If you want to call in, it's 844-769-2944. Again, 844-769-2944, and I'll give the number again after the break.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
As everyone can see, we could be hours or minutes away from a national crisis. Are you ready? 99% aren't. So let's get you and those you care about up to speed. In an emergency, calories mean survival. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. And Ready Supply Foods gives you the most calories per dollar of any company. Ready Supply Foods provides you with 245 calories per dollar, while the other companies average only 155. And with Ready Supply Foods, you'll get over 50% more food for your money. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell, but it's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. Ready Supply Foods are GMO-free, have a 25-year shelf life, taste great, and you get free shipping. That's ReadySupplyFoods.com. More calories per dollar and get 50% more food for your money.
Welcome back to Real Astrology with Matthew Deagle. I am your host, Matthew Deagle. I'm here with Michael Horn, the official representative of the, or the authorized American representative of the Billy Meyer Contacts. Billy Meyer, in case you don't know who he is a guy in Switzerland who has the best evidence of UFO contact. Now, I'm not talking about UFO sightings, because those happen all the time, right? I'm talking about actual face-to-face daily contact, or at least weekly contact with extraterrestrials, that he writes down meticulously every little word that they speak to each other, which is the absolute proof that he is really in contact, regardless of whatever naysayers and debunkers say. Don't get confused. That's the most important thing in this age of Aquarius, in which the Mercurial is so powerful, is don't get confused, because everything is really quite simple. What I just, for instance, I just here messaged Michael about this, that... He was discussing how, you know, not everyone's going to necessarily understand the astrology and stuff right off the bat. I understand that, and I this is my personal knowledge that I've developed out of what are called the laws of creation, which is what Billy's really all about. The contacts are really about these laws of creation. He is an extremely well-dignified solar person, probably the most well-dignified solar person ever to set foot on Earth, actually. I've looked at his astrology, and he is a combination, an exact balance between the signs of Scorpio, basically, and Taurus, which means that he is simultaneously, he has a balance between fear and desire, such that he is in situations totally rational and balanced. He's not excessively desiring or excessively fearing, which means he's not going to do harm out of fearlessness. And he's not going to, on the other hand, be a coward. He is extremely neutral in his thinking and extremely fair, a totally solid, red, earthy character, the ideal character for a king, or in his case, a king of wisdom. And yes, Billy is the king of wisdom of this planet by definition, because there's no other king of wisdom anymore since Ptah stopped being the king of wisdom in 1995. So Billy, you might say, in the false translation of the word, is God. Some people say that he is evil or out there to destroy religions. But in reality, this is the only real thing that the notion of God is based on, is someone who is of such high wisdom and knowledge that he is able to explain in plain terms and in everyday practical terms the laws of creation, which is what his books, The Might of Thoughts, are about. You know, you don't have to get into all the astrologies, because as a matter of fact, these laws of creation apply to absolutely every area of life. And it doesn't matter what symbols that you choose to clothe them in, they apply to you. So I recommend going to Michael Horn's website, theyfly.com, and picking up The Might of the Thoughts, which is a very important book on this matter, and The Psyche, as well as Goblet of Truth, all of which will reveal to you, as you read these texts, they will bring out of your own character your personal best understanding of these laws of creation. In fact, that's part of how I developed my knowledge of astrology. Is I didn't believe the things that the old astrologers said. I just studied them, but I analyzed and experimented to find out the real truth. And as it turns out, the real truth corresponds to Billy Meyer's teaching exactly. His teaching, for instance, in the book Genesis, it discusses the laws of creation and their fundamental definitions. And those are absolute statements of logic, which I can prove. So I can prove with absolute certainty that he is real. We can forget about even the UFO photographs and everything, although they also, as a recent article shows, are similarly proof that he is for real. Michael recently posted something on his Facebook here from a woman who observed a physical phenomenon in these, what she calls these smoking gun proof of UFOs. And guess what? She observed it in Billy Meyer's photographs. Michael?
Yes?
Yes. She observed this phenomenon in Billy Meyer's photographs. This woman, you can look at this article yourself right now, Cheryl Costa in the Syracuse New Times. You can read the article. It's called My Smoking Gun UFO Proof, and guess what? It's Billy Meyer. All right, so forget it. These skeptics are complete morons. They don't know what they're talking about. They're living in a fantasy world. They're either ill-dignified mercurials living in verbal nonsense with no connection to reality, i.e. in their fantasy, or they are religious fanatics who can't accept the fact that the real God is not the way their imaginary God is. You see, the real God is the King of Wisdom, not some imaginary figure that commands bloodshed. The real God is just a plain, humble guy, or a modest guy over there in Switzerland doing his work and writing his books. He's not some punishing, imaginary, all-seeing figure of death. That is not real.
Well, you know, the problem, Matthew, is as soon as you put it in those terms, the skeptics and debunkers are going to have a field day with, oh, people.
Well, they can have a field day if they want, but, you know, I have the proof, the absolute proof that he really is the Yishwish or the King of Wisdom, because nobody else on this planet has written these things down about this absolute logic, which is beyond the knowledge of the highest educated logicians, beyond the knowledge of them, because they don't think
wholesome. Well, sure, but I think that, you know, that we want to stay away from anything that tries, I don't know if the skeptics would call that an appeal to authority or what, but while, you know, it's like each person has to come to and determine the value and truthfulness of the spiritual teaching of Meyer's work, whatever, for themselves, and we can't have any kind of even lightly implied, you should accept this because it translates out this way or this system or that indicates that.
Oh yeah, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying this is my knowledge. I'm not saying that this is something you have to believe, but I'm saying that this is the reason why religious fanatics are irked by Billy Meyer, is because on some level they subconsciously recognize that he is the real thing, the real so-called second coming of Emmanuel or whatever, and they don't want to believe that because they are so attached to the heresies that have been introduced to Emmanuel's teaching. They're so attached to this notion that they can absolve all their own mistakes and sins by praying to an imaginary figure. They do not want to accept the fundamental truth that, first of all, the actual God of the... Well, see, the word God is used for multiple different things. The Bible has been falsely translated and different words have been mixed up together. So you have, for instance, Yishwish just means a person of very high wisdom, right? That's the God that talks to people and gives them laws and commandments or whatever, or recommendations is what they call them, or Gebote in German. The actual God of the universe, which has been mixed up with this thanks to the machinations of some megalomaniacal psychopaths who wanted to make themselves out to be the universe and creation itself, is the creation, which is way beyond and way above any individual person. And so, no, I'm not making an appeal to authority because Billy is just a human being, right? All gods or all Yishwishes are just human beings, and they are also fallible. What is not fallible, what is absolutely infallible, is the laws of creation, which are statements of absolute tautological logic that cannot be changed, no matter what you believe.
Right. And I think, again, while I can, you know, and many people that have studied the Meyer case for some time can understand and agree with that, you know, assessment, those conclusions, the majority of people that find the Meyer case or that are finding it are coming to it and through it at their own rate of speed. And ultimately, as is true for those who, you know, arrived at these conclusions through their own study, everyone will have to, you know, come to determine for themselves the value, whether or not they want to put it in the terms of it's the most evolved and you know, infallible spiritual teaching and all that stuff. It's really through the study and the application within one and outside of one, how we live and apply the teaching and test it, that we come to then know, not believe anything.
Yes, exactly.
And to pursue that. So,
yes, as I said in my program yesterday, do not believe. Belief turns off your evolution. It stops you from actually learning the truth and having true faith or true trust in the real absolute truth. Because if you simply open your mind, stop believing, and seek the truth yourself, which, by the way, is what all spiritual thinking is based on, is hunting after the truth, not being attached to some belief. When you do that, though, you end up with the absolute solar, with the solid earth, the greatest foundation there is, the absolute truth.
Yeah, and, again, even so, and, you know, I'm the proponent for the spiritual teaching in my own life. I am a proponent for people finding it, discovering it, and doing so in complete freedom, so that they also know that it's not that they're supposed to agree or you know, find something the way others have found it, but just that it is a matter of freedom. It is a matter of testing things for oneself, of breathing in and breathing out, so to speak. You know, like the question is asked, where's the best place to be during these times, and is it Arizona, and, you know, all this. We have to start with the idea that the best place to be is with inside oneself in the most integrated way one can be, so that we can be in tune with our inner, you know, teacher, our inspiration, our intuition, all of the inner truth, and access that from within as much, you know, as possible on an ongoing basis. And that is going to help us to guide ourselves to the right physical locations, to the people that will show up in our lives, and in whose lives we will show up. And sure, there are places in which there are, you know, better chances of finding harmony with nature, harmony with like-minded people, and people involved in the Meyer study are, yeah, you know, yes, resonating with that and wanting to do that, of course. And
I think it's ideal that people do know, though. They do have to know that both the Hopi Indians who have had their prophecies for 2,000 years, and Billy Meyer and the Pleiaren have confirmed that Arizona, Northeast Arizona, is the only sure, safe place in the country from these catastrophes. That's right. Why the Hopi settled there. Actually, the Hopi migrated all over the country, according to their legends, and they actually settled in that Hopi land because they were told by the Kachinas, or by the Hyperboreans, that was the only safe place to be. Now, again, if you want to call in with questions before the show ends here, it's 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944 if you have any questions for Michael about the Billy Meyer teaching. I also wanted to mention that, I don't agree with the use of the word God. Fundamentally, God actually just means a fictional character or a mythological figure. But the word God in our common parlance has been so confused. It's used to mean creation. It's used to mean your imaginary friend that you use to stroke your own ego. It's used to mean, and it's also used in the Bible in place of the word Yishwish, which actually is spelt as the Tetragrammaton in Hebrew. So, and not to mention Yahweh is also spelt the same way, which is not the same thing. But, it's a very confusing word. I don't agree with that word. I don't agree with belief or religifying everything. But I want people to know that in religious terms, we are dealing with the only real counterpart to the notion of God, or the only begotten Son, or whatever. Because This is literally the wisest spirit form in the universe, the most intelligent person on the planet, and the person who has the solid foundation of law-giving that all of our civilizations are ultimately based on. All of them are based on some or one or the other of these prophets coming to the Earth or to some past planet, giving us these laws and us following them for a time until eventually we stopped following them and our civilizations fell apart. That's literally what's happening here, is we are being given the opportunity to establish law and order again, or to destroy ourselves. And this is the lawgiver, the one who gave us all of our laws. You can find it as the Yellow Emperor in Chinese mythology. You can find it as Enoch in ancient Hebrew stories. This is the person, once again. And the whole notion of an only begotten son is also a distortion. The fact is creation doesn't have any children, right? Except in the sense that we all are the spiritual children of creation. What it actually is the spirit form of that inhabits these prophets is what you might call a bodhisattva, or a spirit that came back from the realm of the pure spiritual to come into the cycle of reincarnation again. And it's the only one in the universe. So all bodhisattvas are of one single spirit form, unlike Buddhism teaches. I want to talk about something else here. A little tiny piece of proof that I found for Lee Meyer is that as he said, just offhand in an answer to a question about Islamic mores and everyday customs from a reader here, this is a little, I'm just going to take out this snippet without going into the full thing, which by the way is like 20 pages of personal experiences. He's a very, very honest guy, very thorough with his answers. But here we go. He says, as is the case in Israel and Palestine, in my careful consideration of the matter, I conclude that there will be ever more murder and manslaughter, explosive grenade as well as rocket and mine attacks. He's talking about Iraq, whereby suicide commandos and individual lone wolf suicide assassins will also occur. That's what I think. Now, he says that in relation to what? He says that he literally, this is his actual words here, he says that what will happen is that these wannabe ruler conquerors, all right? He says the Americans are clueless about the... This is 2003, by the way. I forgot to date this. September 2003, published September 2003. He said the Americans are clueless about the mentality, the religion, and the special sense of freedom of the Islamic peoples, and consequently are clueless about the Iraqis. Wherefore, it may fare quite terribly for these wannabe conquerors, and it cannot be ruled out that actual terrorists become involved, such as Al-Qaeda, as well as other Islamic states that want to help the fight in Iraq against the hated American and British invaders. Now notice, he used the term other Islamic states in the context of a terrorist organization. A terrorist organization is not an Islamic state, but he said literally, Islamische Staaten, or literally, Islamic states. He predicted the Islamic State by name in 2003. Obama didn't predict the Islamic State in 2011, all right? His actions and Hillary Clinton's actions show that they didn't predict the Islamic State even then. And yet here's this guy predicting the Islamic State in a little comment here by name in 2003, published 2003 as well. So that, in addition to that smoking gun UFO evidence article from Cheryl Costa, I recommend any people who are a little bit doubtful about this case have a look at some of the real facts, and just forget about these scumbags that go out there naysaying Billy Meyer. They're the scum of the earth. They're human beings that have no purpose in life except for to attack other people. And you know what happens to these people is there was an example of one guy who did this. He was trying to secretly photograph and film Billy Meyer from the bushes around his center. I think this is back in the 80s or early 90s. And this guy accidentally came upon an actual extraterrestrial. He saw an extraterrestrial. You want to know what he did a few weeks later? He shot himself. He killed himself. Because he couldn't handle the reality. These people need to just forget about it. If they can't handle the reality, if they're that cowardly, they just have to forget about it and stop being naysayers. It's not going to help them, because eventually they're going to come across the truth that they can't handle. All right? That's what I think is going to happen to those people. Because someday, they're going to come across something they cannot doubt. Just as happened to that guy. If you really think that you can't handle the truth, if you're that much of a subhumanly cowardly person, then go ahead and just take some methadone or whatever and sit in your chair and play video games. But don't continue to attack the Billy Meyer case, because you're gonna lose. It's as simple as that. because it is the reality. And, you know, that's why just don't pay attention to it. There's tons of it out there. Just ignore it. I don't even think we need to address it anymore because it is all mentally ill nonsense. Now, yes, Billy Meier might seem crazy from a mainstream perspective, but on the other hand, from a mainstream perspective, believing that prayer is going to heal your illness is normal. All right? From a mainstream perspective, Ted Cruz saying he wants to make it okay for you not to bake a cake for a gay couple as a matter of so-called religious freedom is somehow an acceptable thing to say in political debates. As if that is logical, as if that follows even remotely from the Constitution. This is a country based on liberty, and here we have these religious fanatics attempting to take away our liberties and to take away basic human rights and to invade somebody else's privacy. That's what's crazy, you see. Unfortunately, we live on a planet where the mainstream is crazy and where a lot of crazy things pass for normal because they're suave and charming. On the other hand, and that is, again, because our Western society is excessively feminized. So we don't we think emotionally and we do not react to things in a logical and consequential manner. We think everything is offensive or not PC or heretical, whatever. We don't think about the actual implications of things because the mercurial element which dominates us has been feminized. That's what's wrong with academia. That's what's wrong with the clergy, who, by the way, also clothe themselves in the color of the ill-dignified mercurial, the color purple. So here we are in a purple wonderland of fantasy and self-indulgent emotionalism, while the actual God of the planet is walking his last footsteps in these few here 10 years or so he's got left over in Switzerland, and these people are ignoring him or naysaying while the world crumbles around us and we observe all of his prophecies coming true. All right, they're all coming true, prophecies he made on record decades ago. Michael, you have anything to add to that?
No, I mean, again, I like to shy away from that word God because, again, it's going to be used against, you know, the case and the teaching. You know, even Meier is a true prophet. He prefers the term teacher. So if
he's super modest himself.
He's a down to, like you say, he's a very down to earth person. He doesn't have airs and silliness about him. So with all of this, we see in the terms of the worldly events and the fulfillment of prophecies and predictions and what have you going on, it's pretty inescapable in terms of the reality and the fulfillment of things. So for what people can do individually in their own lives and still contribute to, in some ways, to averting, mitigating, avoiding, you know, certain prophecies, that is rooted in just the way we get control of our thoughts, the feelings that arise from our thoughts, the thoughts about acting or not acting. And while I am certainly somebody who posts all the corroborations and try to draw attention to the case and the truth of it, at the same time, I would say to people, okay, you know, we're trying to awaken those who aren't paying attention. Those of us who are already paying attention, I would use this word relax, in the sense that we must not stay in it, you know, in hyper anxiety and concern. We have to apply the teaching, a good part of which literally is to relax and breathe and contemplate and meditate and craft our thoughts and our feelings in accordance with, you know, reasonableness and create in our own immediate sphere, in our own life, starting with each, you know, of us ourselves, the peace, love, freedom, harmony, those cornerstones that Meier has spoken about, and let that radiate out. And when you find like-minded people, even if they're not involved in the Meier case, they don't have to be, people who are interested in creating peace and love and freedom and harmony, those are the people that we, you know, interconnect with, that we transact with the most in terms of our thoughts and our, you know, sharing things in our lives. And that creates a matrix, a network, that snowball effect that Billy spoke about. So while I will continue to bring attention to people, okay, here it is again, another thing is fulfilled, we must, you know, overload more heavily on the mechanism, self-responsibility, seeing things as they are, neutral positive thinking, being the smiths of our own destiny, the elements and the teaching that any and everybody can practice and test and implement. That's really it.
Yes, exactly. It's fundamentally, I mean, I say this in a very forceful way because I'm a forceful person, but this stuff is fundamentally about just meditating every day, maintaining control over your thoughts, being neutral, and having a solid foundation of your of knowledge. Because it is not belief, it is knowledge that makes a moral society. If everybody has the same knowledge, they all agree on what's right and wrong. If they have a bunch of different beliefs, there's no agreement. There's just chaos and hypocrisy. That's the problem in our current society, is a lack of knowledge. The biggest problem is this lack of a foundation in reality and a foundation in simple repetitive practices and good customs, such as meditation every day, such as cultivating good relationships and having a depth and fundamentality to you. Now, we're going to be coming up to the end here, but you want to have any closing comments, Michael?
Well, I think, you know, we've covered this and we'll continue to cover it. I look forward to more people interacting and of course, challenging and questioning, so that the underlying logic and evidence and whatever people are concerned about can be addressed directly, not so much just only us, you know, waxing poetic here, but to address and answer those things. I will only say this. The majority of what is online and available pertaining to so-called aliens, UFOs, extraterrestrials is absolute nonsense. People that write articles, they put them online, and they eat up the time. So talk to you soon.
All right. Check out Michael's website at theyfly.com. That's theyfly.com, theyfly.com. Signing off with Real Astrology.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating in...
Do you struggle with your weight? Are you frustrated or discouraged? Think you've tried everything to lose weight? Tired of weight loss products that promise results and don't deliver? There are 12 main reasons why you struggle with excess weight and have a difficult time losing it. From overeating to hormonal imbalances and underactive thyroid, even sleep problems, and even dieting itself. The truth is, the 12 causes of weight loss problems are all addressed by one product, Royal Velvet. You, yes you, can join the scores of Rinse listeners who have stopped the madness and no longer struggle with weight issues. Maybe you've heard them talk with Jeff about their amazing transformations on his show. Simply go to RoyalVelvetNow.com, click on the weight loss section, and learn the truth about the real reason obesity is a deadly epidemic that you can avoid. Then click on the Rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you will be on your way to a healthier, slimmer, more youthful you. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celeni, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Salenti has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early, subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Salenti's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500. 3500.